These are old homes, and the lots of them have been demolished, but it gives you the sections of the kind of the what the, you know. Just like right here, I was telling you about. This is fascinating. I know a lot of these places. See, here's the way the city was divided up in the olden days. They had Jackson Wall, Sydney, Gamble Hill, Oregon Hill, and Count Port in Union Hill, Shed, Tennessee. It was divided. And this is the bad section right now.
What's called Sydney?
Yeah. Oregon Hill, you know where that is. And Gamble's Hill was over a little bit near the river. And now I'm not familiar with that. Chaco, you know where that is. Church Hill. And you see some of these places have gone out. Uniontown, this one. And Libby Hill's up on top of the hill, you know.
Now this is where you live, right around.
Somewhere right in here. Well, see, here's Laurel. And I lived above Laurel, which is where it is. That's always backwards for me. And this is the same thing. But I was going to show you this one right here. This lady, this one I was telling you, but sent me this. Here's the old St. Joseph's orphanage. That's how massive it was. Wasn't that something?
Well, where was it? Oh, that at 4th and Marshall?
Yeah, I remember it well. That's where they had day students and also orphans. But there's a lot in this. That gives the layout of the city had was back in those days. Because that was before I came to Richmond. I don't know. I know these ones that are still here today. Just like Chaco Creek, or Chaco Valley, we called it. Today, they have fashionable restaurants and everything in there, but they didn't have anything. That was a marketing place, you know, that my father bring tobacco down in there and sell.
Really?
Yeah, that's where it was bought.
You mentioned the school there. Where did you go to school? You must have started in the. You started in.
I ended in Hanover. Started and went my whole 11 years right there. And I started in a one-room school and went until I was in the seventh grade. And it was a school that was given by my grandfather. He gave an acre of land and they built it right down in the corner of our place. And I went down until I was through seventh grade, and then I was transferred to high school at Montpelier, and we went by bus. And I graduated from that in 1930. And of course, I've been to school a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Not here in Richmond, but nothing to speak of.
Let's see, I ask you about downtown, I ask you about neighborhoods.
See, I'm not too familiar with the neighborhoods in Richmond as such, because I don't think that I think that the most impressive ones are your growing up years. And so had I been born or raised in any one of those areas, I might have known, but just going there, I didn't stay in one place a long time at that time when we were first married, and so I didn't pay too much attention to 55.
Yeah.
More so lately than I did then.
I know. Were the streets always from as, like when you moved here in about 1931?
31.
Yeah. Have they always all been paved the way they are now?
No, they had those cobblestones, a lot of them did. Just like you see, Monument Avenue has some of it done there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of places still have some of the old cobblestones.